Oh my gosh, I think it's been a minute or two since I've done this. That's true. Yes, several minutes even. It's been a while. I always try to record these. Okay, I realize that I have often recorded these while walking down the sidewalk. However, generally speaking, I try to record these when it's like fairly quiet, there isn't construction around, the general noise of life around me is like shutting the fuck up, which sometimes is a challenge. Everything makes so much noise. Why is everything so loud all the time? Anyways, I'm really one to talk as somebody who yells a lot. Just want you to know though, however, sometimes I'm so quiet. Sometimes I'm so quiet for so long that when I finally talk again, I kind of forget what my voice sounds like or how to control my tone. So just know that I am multiple things. I can be more than one thing. I can be yelly and I can be quiet. Shut up. Anyway, that's not the point. I didn't start recording this so I could yell at you. Although I don't mind. I don't mind yelling at you. Listen, hey, so it's November. October was wild. I had lots of people talk to me about how they were exhausted in October, and I was really tired too, like way more tired, I think, than I have ever been in the fall, like heavy tired. And I thought that maybe it was because things were pretty busy for me, like, planning for stuff to do later. Especially when it comes to events like planning yoga workshops, planning collage workshops means I have to do a lot of writing, which this might come as a huge shock to you, is not my strength. I mean, like, I can write fun, silly things. I can write poetry that's like somewhat engaging, kind of. To write something that sounds like an adult wrote it without using their speaking voice is the most challenging thing that I can possibly think of. I have no idea how people can just like bang off like a few paragraphs that explain their event in adult ways that doesn't sound like pretentious and also doesn't sound like me. Not like sounding like me is bad. I think I sound great. It's just like, if you don't, if you can't hear my voice saying the things while you're reading it, then I think it probably doesn't make sense. Just like write the way I talk, which means lots of dashes. It means I need you to know my weird inflection and what's gonna make me laugh. And it's hard to get that across to a bunch of strangers who've never heard you speak and have no idea who the fuck you are. Anyway, so that I thought that maybe it was because I was like doing a bunch of those, which took up September and October, plus working on a couple of behind the scenes art projects. And then also having my tiny, cute, adorable, perfect, I love it so much apartment filled to the brim with cardboard and paper bags for costumes and also some other random things. Wait, how did I start this sentence? Okay, well, I think that all of those things combined is kind of what made me really tired. And also, it's that time of year. The sun is like going away. And we forget that this is the time of the year that is actually the part that is difficult and challenging. Like, we only have 6 more weeks and the light comes back. That's nothing. So January, people who are like, ooh, January is the hardest month. It's cold, sure, but it has more light in it than I think now does. Or maybe it's a similar amount of light, but it's a little bit more every day instead of a little bit less. So anyways, I had more people talking to me about like, holy fuck, I'm tired. And then when October seemed to just dissolve, like I'm pretty sure all 31 days went by in approximately 4 days. Then it was like, oh, okay, I actually don't feel quite as exhausted as I did. I feel like a spurt of energy. I don't know if anyone else did too, but anyways, I'm feeling like ready to go again. I went to the library, got a bunch of books. I was reading 2 books already. And I don't know where they are. I don't know if they fell behind the bed. Oh my God, maybe they fell behind the bed. Anyways, so now I have like 6 books on the go. and I do still have to do a big writing thing, but I'm really excited about it. Anyways, was there a point to this? Well, anyway, I was feeling sluggish, real tired, trying to sleep as much as I possibly could. And now I feel like this huge spurt of energy. I mean, I feel more energetic and I feel like, you know, things are more under control because I'm not spending so much of my limited brain capacity on writing things that don't sound like me. I mean, you know, not like I'm trying to not be me, just trying to be like normal, whatever the fuck that is. Anyways, moving on. Subject 2. In early September, I started taking, I switched classes on one day of the week, on Thursdays, so that I could stream on Thursdays. This class starts at 6:30 in the morning. 6:30 in the morning. I have to get up at 4 a.m. This is the first day of my week. And I used to wake up at 4 a.m. all the time. That's not me anymore. I don't do that anymore. And this ass crack yoga, holy shit. It is so hard to fucking get up and maybe getting up isn't the hardest part, but it's like making sure I have enough sleep. Man, I don't know how people function on less than, my ideal amount of sleep, I think, is between 8 and 10 hours. Less than that, I mean, I can do 7.5, but I don't love it. Less than 7, wow. I can feel it in my eyeballs how much sleep I've had, and that's not the amount that my eyeballs love. Anyways, so I'm full of regret. And I don't know what I'm going to do about this class. I think eventually I'm going to maybe give it away to another teacher. But it makes me sad to have one last class. So I want to find a way to fill that time. Maybe it's going to be like teaching a regular class from home instead. Look at me having a little brainstorm as I talk to myself into my phone for all of you. Maybe let's look out for that. Okay, anyway, I needed to share that. Listen, holy shit, there's this podcast that I listen to. Some of you may have heard of it. The person who has this podcast likes to yell a lot. They're a coach, and like they like to yell positivity. And I realized that maybe that I could be describing myself a little bit here. This person, like, this is Do More Cool Shit podcast. Maybe you know Sean. Anyways, in Sean's last podcast. So actually, wait, let me back up. Sean makes fun of me a lot for having me when I say I have a podcast, but it's not streaming on any streaming services. And also, I don't use a proper microphone. I just use my phone. Rewind a little bit to Sean's last podcast where he talking about being solutions-minded instead of solutions-focused instead of problems-focused. And it's like talking about like, hey, just fucking figure out how to do the thing instead of making up all these excuses. And one of the things was, oh, you want to start a podcast, but you don't have a microphone? Well, you know, your phone has a microphone. And I was so smug when I heard him say that. I was walking down the sidewalk and I laughed out loud. It was a good moment, and I thought I would share that with you. Because anytime you find a reason to be smug that is kind of a ridiculous reason, you should do it. I think that's fun. Okay. Do I have anything really important to tell you? I don't know. I am working on something I'm really excited about, actually. I am writing a curriculum for how to include, or not include, but like center LGBTQ+ experiences in yoga spaces. I'm really excited about this. So that's what most of these books are about that I got. And also, I don't have all of the experience in the world. What? Oh my God, is that true? Yes, I know. Shocking. It is true. And so I would like to include examples from people's experiences. So if you have ever been to a yoga class or a yoga studio or center and have experienced something that maybe wasn't ideal as someone who might exist under the umbrella of LGBTQIA+, then I would love to hear about that experience if you're willing to share, so that I can demonstrate to teachers and studio owners and practitioners things that they can improve on, so that we can make the space, better for everyone. And you don't have to comment on this podcast. You don't have to do it publicly. You can send me a private message. You can send it here on Fourth Wall. You can send it on Discord. Those DMs are open. I don't think that whispers are open on Twitch. That's not great. And also, don't do it on Instagram. I'm probably not going to see it. And if I do see it, I'm going to forget about it. So your best bet is to either use Discord or what else did I say? Oh, yeah, the private messages here on Fourth Wall. I think that would be ideal. Can we talk about how this is like a normal podcast length? Yeah, we can. You know why? Actual podcast, motherfucker. That's why. Okay, listen, I hope you have a really good, time. I hope you have a nice time. I hope your life is going pretty okay. I know things are heavy right now in the world. Lots of people are feeling a lot of things. And those feelings are valid. And it's important that we process them and not dwell on them. We can't just sink into despair and hopelessness, because then we're paralyzed and we're stuck. So please find community, whether that's like where you live geographically, whether that's an online space, whether it's here in the comments, if it's in Discord servers. Doesn't have to be the Discord that I have. It could be any of them, but please don't isolate. It's easy to isolate. Some of us are really used to it and we thrive in solitude. But when it comes to things like this, solitude can, really just fan the flames of despair. And so I really encourage you to let yourself process feelings, ideally in community where people can talk either about this and also pepper it with, life and things that are joyful and creative. And then once we process these feelings, we have to become resolved. We have to organize, and that doesn't necessarily mean that protesting all the time, although it can. It could just mean like organizing mutual aid for people. It could mean organizing events where people come together and just find a soft place to exist. So please process your feelings. Be welcome to explore how you're feeling with your friends. We can make gentle discussions on the Discord. I don't want Discord to become a place of therapy, because that's definitely not healthy. And also I'm not a therapist, so don't trust my therapizing. Although I don't know, maybe I'm a secret therapist. I'm not a secret therapist. You should talk to an actual therapist. And then, we start making sure that communities are safe. And we do that by speaking to each other and not isolating. So, listen, you're doing great. Everything happens so much. And despite all of that, you're doing so good. I'm so fucking proud of you. Way to go. Okay, I have to go eat some food. I'm very hungry. And I hear birds chirping. Finally, it's about time the birds get up. Jesus. Okay. Okay, wow, look, real podcast length. Oh my God, this is a real podcast. Oh my God, wow. Okay, bye.